S1W30, Great Expectations. How could this have happened? Mayor Bloom purpled with rage. My city is falling apart. Perry watched with barely perceptible amusement as the mayor paced back and forth. It's kind of ironic, Commissioner Wright smirked. Your empire is literally crumbling to the ground. Don't mock me, Mayor Bloom sneered. We are going to fix this, do you understand? I will not let this city become a mockery. You. Egghead. The mayor pointed to Perry. Get some engineers down in those holes now to find out what's going on beneath the surface. Perry nodded and excused himself. The mayor looked at Commissioner Wright. As for you, you come with me. We have a press conference to hold. Commissioner Wright raised his eyebrows. You want to have it now? We need a press conference now more than ever, the mayor rubbed his chin. Get that architect back here as well. We need a few extra field experts present to show that we're using our best and brightest minds to fix this problem. I don't think this is a good idea, the commissioner frowned. Mayor Bloom ignored him and pulled out his cell phone. Get my chopper ready. We need to get downtown. Chuck wrung his hands as he sat in the middle of dispatch headquarters with his co-workers. Everyone was sitting in the lounge, waiting for the news. Detective Gates corralled everyone to one place for a big announcement. Can I have everyone's attention, please? Detective Gates stood in the center of the room with all eyes on him. I'd like you all to know that your co-worker, and friend to some, is now fully conscious. Detective Gates waited as everyone processed the news. Sighs of relief were heard throughout the room. The reason I've called you all here, the detective continued, is because my partner is getting this man's statement as we speak. In a few minutes, he's going to call me and tell me what person, or persons, were involved in his vicious attack. Detective Gates watched every person's reaction carefully and quietly. Now, we police detectives are very understanding people. Sometimes people do regrettable things in a fit of rage or passion or even panic. So, what I'm going to do is give those of you involved an opportunity. The detective's keen eyes scanned the room. An opportunity for what, you ask? The detective smiled. To come clean. To clear the air, to give up the goose, to confess. Yes, I am giving you the opportunity to tell me your side of the story, and perhaps get a little leniency. Detective Gates' smile suddenly disappeared. But, let me warn you, once I get that statement there will be no leniency, no understanding. Just cold, hard time. You have until my partner calls. Think about it. Chuck swallowed the lump in his throat as he watched the detective go into one of the offices and shut the door. Detective Gates closed the blinds in the office and sat in a chair. That ought to rattle them, he chuckled to himself. His cell phone buzzed and he recognized the number as his partner's. What have you got for me? He spoke roughly. Nothing, Gates, his partner's frustration was clear. The guy can remember that he had leftover egg salad for breakfast yesterday, but other than that he can't remember the last 24 hours. Detective Gates furrowed his brow. So he's got amnesia? Did you talk to the doc? Yeah. His partner sighed. He said memory loss is normal following a trauma. The guy may or may not recover his memory, though. What now? Detective Gates leaned back in the chair. Whoever attacked that man is in this building. I already shook him up with a little speech earlier. If we keep the pressure on, it's just a matter of time before we get a confession. Gates, we can't hold everyone for much longer, his partner hemmed. Detective Gates nodded. I know. So long as the attacker doesn't know about this guy's amnesia, I think we have a shot. Don't tell anyone about the statement. Better safe than sorry. His partner agreed. Detective Gates put his phone down and tapped the desk in thought. It's just a matter of time.